the socialist inbox. Do you have something to say? Send your news, views and criticism in not more than 150 words to Socialist Post Box, P.O. Box 24697, London E11, 1 Yard, phone 020-89-888-771 or email editors@socialistparty.org.uk. We reserve the right to shorten and edit letters. Don't forget to give your name, address, and phone number. Confidentiality will be respected if requested. Views of letter writers do not necessarily match those of the Socialist Party. Excluded from Momentum. I'm one of those who have been excluded from membership of the Labour Party, and denied a vote I paid £25 for. I rejoined the Labour Party after years of seeing it as an anti-working class Blairite rump. Like many older workers, I've been enthused by the stand made by Corbyn, McDonnell and the thousands of young workers attracted by their anti-austerity policies. I also joined Momentum, attracted to the idea of like-minded people coming together in fraternal comradeship, to fight to defend our class against the austerity policies of the Tories and the Blairites. However, here in Southampton, it isn't like that. I've been excluded from Momentum. They are happy for me to make donations, support their public meetings, and give out leaflets in the hospital I work in. But not to be allowed to attend members' meetings. Councillors who make cuts locally, and work against local trade unionists, any Blairites who fancy attending, members of other political groups like Socialist Appeal and the Green Party, in fact anyone is allowed in, apart from those associated with the Socialist Party, currently or in the past. I asked if I could put my case to the meeting in a democratic manner, but that wasn't allowed either. The battle ahead to reclaim the Labour Party won't be won, if Momentum joins the Blairites in a witch hunt against people like me, who support Corbyn's call to fight the cuts, and want to support anti-austerity Labour candidates fighting to defend workers against Tory attacks. I call on all members of Momentum to allow us to work together, to make Labour democratic and socialist again. Maggie Fryker, Southampton,